Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending. You know, I don't want to get fired or anything, but I have to be honest with you. When I get on an airplane, I feel kind of uncomfortable and threatened when the person sitting next to me is a vegetarian. You know, they order that vegetarian meal, and I'm just afraid they're going to start looking at my leather shoes and start screaming at me and throwing red blood on me or something, whatever they do. And, you know, if you're a vegetarian and you listen to this program, could you call me and leave a message? Because I have a rental for you. If you're a vegetarian and a rental, this is no joke. Richard is laughing. I'm not kidding. 452-2428, 452-CHAT. What percentage of the audience is a vegetarian, are vegetarians? As my friend Brent calls me, I'm a picky carnivore. The week, 42nd week of the year, 2010, the 614th week I've done this, for the week ending October 22nd, 2010, the weekly multiple listing sales update for single-family residences only and just those through the multiple listing service. First category, new listings, 18, which means chai in Hebrew, 18. Actually, 18 is English. Chai is Hebrew. A low of 400, these are the new listings, a low of 425,000 on South Salinas. Chai also means to life, which is why you have that little toast, l'chaim, when you drink. A high of 6.8 million. No, I don't mean drink now, Richard. Put that away. A high of 6.8 million on Lanai. We discussed the three highs for the week in the first segment. You can get it on the podcast, radiorealestate.com. Eight of the 18 were under a million, so that makes the median price $1,240,000 for those 18 new listings. Average pushing $1,800,000, over $1,800,000, pushing $1,900,000. Second category, opened escrows. 26 lucky people opened escrow, single-family residences only, so more on land or, well, not too much land, condos for the week ending October 22nd, 2010. 26 opened escrows, a low of $449,000 on West Islay, and a high of $5.9 million, Toro Canyon Road. 14 of the 26 were under $1 million. So we know 13 is half of 26. That makes the median price under $1 million, $971,000, because half were above and half were below the $971,000 mark. However, there were some high-end opened escrows there. So you average those 26 out, it's 1.5. So there was a lot of higher-end property selling. Third category, sold listings. Single-family residences. Seven, even luckier people, actually closed escrow. Now, we had 17 last week, 14, 17, 22 last few weeks. So seven is a low number. $510,000 was the low of the seven on Granada. That was a misprint. I spelled it Grandaway. That's a dish from Taco Bell, isn't it? Granada Way. And the high of $10.7 million on Sandpoint Road. Again, the three highs for the week covered in the first segment. Listen to the podcast, radiorealestate.com. Three of the sold listings, it's ridiculous to really talk about seven listings, but we got some airtime to fill. Three were under $1 million, so the median price for seven listings, $1,145,000, and maybe more interesting to you, the average, $2.5 million for those seven closed escrows. So, don't let it be said, just because the median price year to date is about $850,000, we know a huge portion of the market is under, well, we know half is under $850,000, but the other half is above $850,000 and sometimes way above $850,000. Had some really big, big homes selling in the $3, $5, $10 million range. So those are the three categories in the weekly update for the week ending October 22nd, 2010. If someone asks you what percentage of the listings that are active right now, what percentage are in escrow, you know what? It's nearly 20%. Actually, a jump recently. So almost one in five of every listing that's on the market is in escrow. That's pretty cool. 152 listings are in escrow at the point in time, October 22nd, 2010. 152. Last year was 140. In 08, it was only 106. In 07, it was only 82. So It's good to see that number of listings in escrow. If you look at the 152, 107 of the 152 are under $1 million, and that's the number that's in escrow under $1 million, 107. So if you look at just under $1 million, you have 35%, which is more than 1 in 3, are actually in escrow under $1 million, 107 of those. So there's still about 600 listings overall to look at, and just under 200 of those 600 are under $1 million. So just about a third of our inventory of the 600 roughly is active, is under $1 million. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Listen to past broadcasts, search MLS listings, or call me at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.